On the face of it, all the reality TV makeover shows appearing lately seem like they would create quite a boost in business for anyone involved in cosmetic surgery. Programs like ABC's Extreme Makeover and MTV's I Want a Famous Face are drawing big ratings. And tonight, Fox will introduce The Swan, a show where 17 self-proclaimed ugly ducklings, their words, not ours, will undergo physical, mental, and emotional transformations, all before a national audience of millions. The shows are proving lucrative for plastic surgeons. Business is up. But some doctors are worried that plastic surgery as entertainment is making their profession look, well, less attractive. Dr. Rod Rorick is the president of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, and he shared with us some of his concerns.
I think what it may do is trivialize, you know, what plastic surgery really is. And that's, you know, it's real plastic surgery done by real surgeons in real operating rooms, and they have potential real risks. And I think what you're doing with shows like I Want a Famous Face is giving patients an unrealistic viewpoint or expectations that are not attainable. I mean, who wouldn't want to look like Brad Pitt? But nobody can really look like Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt's face on Brad Pitt's body is great, but his face on somebody else's body may not look so good.
But, Doctor, do I understand this correctly? You actually had a patient who came to you and said, I want to look like Brad Pitt?
I had a patient that emailed me and asked me if he could really look like Brad Pitt. If that was possible, then he would come and see me. And, you know, and that was just shortly after this MTV show premiered. So you're seeing some of that coming out in reality, and this gives individuals an unrealistic expectation.
Is this a case, though, where the American Society of Plastic Surgeons now has concerns about something that they in some way helped create? From what I understand it, the ABC show, Extreme Makeover, actually contains a plug or some sort of information about the ASPS at the end of each program.
Well, first of all, let me correct you. We didn't create Extreme Makeover. I wish we would be that powerful that we could tell ABC that we create a program. But they came to us and they asked if they could have board-certified plastic surgeons on the program. And we certainly thought that if you're truly going to do something on plastic surgery, it should be done by real board-certified plastic surgeons. So that's the element that we added to that. And also, Extreme Makeover is somewhat different. It is not a contest. It is something where you're using real plastic surgeons, where they're actually going through the process of patient selection. The surgeon is selecting the patient. And I think it gives them at least a portrayal of what's possible and also what's not possible. And I think certainly The Swan, which apparently is premiering tonight, is also pushing the limits of what's possible or not possible.
These shows, though, have drawn big ratings. They've all been successful. Has there been a boost in business for plastic surgery?
Well, we haven't been able to document a boost in business per se, but certainly the interest in my patients has been high for Extreme Makeover. I mean, I think that that's been my barometer. My patients have liked Extreme Makeover. I have not had any comments about, you know, I Want a Famous Face, and of course, we'll see what happens with The Swan.
Will you be watching?
I probably won't because I have 4 hours of conference calls, but I will have taped it, and I'll certainly watch it later.
What will you be looking for?
Well, I just want to see if it's truly something that's going to be more of a media hype or something that's truly going to be educational, you know, about wellness or plastic surgery.
Dr. Rorick, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Rod Rorick is president of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. He's also chairman of plastic surgery at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas.